spiritual counselor at some point in life, sooner or later we will all require guidance. Sometimes, when faced with life's crises, psychological counseling or business support cannot provide the deep answer. Our crises often have a spiritual root. In such moments, a spiritual counselor may be the desired address. For over two decades, Samuel Zohar Yonai accompanied countless people and helped them pave the way to awareness and spiritual serenity. Now, you too have the opportunity to get the guidance you deserve. What is a spiritual counselor? A spiritual counselor is a person who specializes in spiritual, ethical, and religious matters and accompanies people from all walks of life in their quest for meaning and understanding their behavior and deep feelings, while guiding them to adopt more beneficial behaviors. A spiritual counselor with deep and multidisciplinary mystical knowledge. Samuel Zohar Yonai is the descendant of a family of mystics and spiritual counselors endowed with an elevated level of consciousness. The scholarly tradition in the family, which focused on Kabbalah and Jewish secret literature, is extensive and deep. This knowledge, along with the family's solid base of values and consciousness, provided Samuel with an extraordinary ability to provide personalized and effective solutions on a spiritual level to every person and to advise organizations, businesses, and people in key roles to make informed decisions. Samuel received the knowledge through his grandfather, Yaakov Yonai, who wrote a particularly important esoteric spiritual book full of ancient secrets that gave immense value for helping human suffering. Samuel studied the book diligently, day and night, and applied the ancient knowledge in it for himself and others. First, he wisely used the book to exhaust his legal rights to his family home from a construction company that sought to appropriate Samuel's family land. Samuel's spiritual resourcefulness and abilities allowed him to succeed in this stubborn struggle. Samuel's father also instilled in him vast knowledge, as a brave fighter and commander who was the confidant of key people in the State of Israel at its first phases. The strong spirit and discretion that characterized him became an inseparable part of Samuel's professional ethics. Along with the family's guidance, Samuel acquired extensive knowledge from an in-depth study of over 1,500 books from all worlds of spirituality in the human psyche, along with mysticism and metaphysics, among others. How can Samuel Zohar Yonai help as a spiritual counselor? Samuel's guidance assists people at significant junctures in their lives with useful answers on a spiritual level and advice on many physical and mental problems. From teachers to executives in large companies and organizations, Samuel gave many people advice that lifted the mind and body and allowed them to conduct themselves in a wise manner. The challenging journey, riddled with obstacles that Samuel went through over the years, allowed him to reach great spiritual insights which he strives to share with those who need guidance and help them promote positive synergy and reconnection of the various levels of life, just as he was able to achieve himself. Through unique independent development methods, Samuel implements flexible and customized solutions and continuously deepens his knowledge to provide solutions to new and complex problems. Throughout the process, you are guaranteed complete confidentiality, high availability, and an uncompromising commitment to your well-being. The spiritual counselor through the course of history. Throughout history, many people have made use of a spiritual counselor, and this tradition is deeply rooted in the history of religious Mediterranean cultures from which this practice has probably originated. This occupation was mainly common among the monotheistic religions and less so in the various pagan religions. The term does not exist in ancient cultures or religions in Southeast Asia, the Americas, or Africa. Spiritual counselors in biblical times. In many ways, the prophet Samuel was the first spiritual counselor of the Jewish religion. He was a counsel to King Saul throughout most of his reign and provided advice to the entire nation as well. He not only delivered sermons, but provided tools and spiritual guidance. He served as an example in his actions and demonstrated his affinity for God and faith to bring the people closer to God. His student Elisha was also a spiritual counselor and even in one case brought a boy back to life and acted as a healer and counselor to the majority of the people. Ezra the prophet also provided spiritual guidance and instructions to the people. During the period of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai served as such a consultant and guided his students on many questions of faith through polemics. His advice was more intellectual and less emotional. Spiritual counselors in Christianity. There were many Christians serving in key roles that provided spiritual counsel. Thomas Aquinas was a 13th-century monk and teacher. Aquinas acted as a spiritual counselor and used logical reasoning to instill spiritual awareness in his students, emphasizing admiration for nature and its forces. The French Blaise Pascal, born in the 17th century, was a spiritual counselor who used mathematical and physical principles to explore the divine. Pascal advised men to believe in God wholeheartedly and thus be protected from evil. Spiritual counselors in Islam. Throughout history, there have been a number of important Muslim spiritual advisors. Al-Farabi has written and taught in the 10th century AD and is considered a leading spiritual counselor, with extensive knowledge in a variety of fields, from economics to metaphysical philosophy. Maimonides was also deeply influenced by him. Al-Razali worked in the 12th century and is considered one of the greatest interpreters of the Quran and Hadith and instructed how to apply them in everyday life. He gave instructions in the Muslim world of that time, how to act correctly according to certain religious commandments and how to relate to these commandments through spiritual guidance in everyday life. Jewish spiritual counselors. Among numerous counselors in the Jewish world starting from the 10th century, the Rambam and Ramban are worthy of mention. They used rationalistic and positivistic philosophy to instill the awareness of God's greatness, combined with practical advice on how to train the spirit and promote balance between body and soul. Spiritual counselors in Europe. In medieval Europe, the Dominican monk Girolamo Savonarola stood out, who preached intense ascetic rituals for the purification of the soul and was one of the most prominent spiritual teachers in medieval Italy. A similar spiritual teaching also stood out in England, especially in the teachings of the philosopher Thomas More, who advocated strict morality and served as a spiritual counselor to the English nobility until executed by King Henry VIII. In France, it was Denis Diderot and Jean-Jacques Rousseau who were active in the middle of the 18th century, preaching man's faith in his intellect and providing spiritual tools through their writings to a wide audience. Their doctrine formed the basis of the American and French revolutions. Spiritual counselors in the 20th century. In the 20th century, there was an incredibly significant leap in the field of spiritual counseling. Teachers like Ivanov, Gurudeva, Osho, Ron Hubbard, the Dalai Lama, Maharishi Yoga, Moji, Krishnamurti, Deepak Chopra, Ram Dass, Bernie Siegel, Alan Watts, Shlomo Kahlo and Yamama Avital are just a handful of the teachers who have been swept away by crowds. The history of spiritual counseling is long and extensive, and its definition has changed frequently over the years. However, the essence of the role remains as it is: to help people, wherever they are, to find meaning, to discover the root of their spirituality and to deal with deep questions through counseling and support along the way. Samuel Zohar Yanai has been serving as a Kabbalistic spiritual counselor for over 20 years and has helped many to pave the way to a life of self-acceptance and spiritual awareness. By using the codes of the Zohar and the wisdom of Kabbalah, he helps many to release energetic blockages and provides deep and comprehensive spiritual counseling. Now, you too have a chance to use this important service. With a wide variety of unique techniques and comprehensive knowledge, Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to bring about the desired change. Read more about the world of mysticism and spirituality on the site. For further questions and to schedule a consultation, leave your details here or contact us on WhatsApp or by phone.